All right, everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to Roche Valley Radio. This is Community Corner. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've got loads of guests coming in this week. I've sort of, my multitasking capability is going to be stretched to the very fibre of their being. We're going to start off by talking to Tina Harrison, and then at about 1:45, Zoe Hodges is going to come in and tell us about the Imagination Library, which is happening in Royton in a couple of weeks' time. And then our final guests, sometime around about 2:15, something like that, will be the Rochdale Creative Writing Group. But enough about that. Let's talk to Tina Harrison. So Tina, if you don't know, is one of the driving forces behind what I'm going to start calling the cultural renaissance of Radcliffe. Would that be about right?
Yeah, why not?
Are you going to take that?
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
So Tina came into the show, into Community Corner for the first time. It would be about 3 or 4 years ago now, which is frightening. And at the time, you were doing Woody's, which was the men's group, you and Colin. And was it the Queen's Drive Gal?
No, we were doing Corrie Gardner's.
Corrie Gardner's, of course you were, that's right.
Yeah.
So from these little acorns, you went and there was some Ambition for Ageing funding which you got hold of. There was a couple of micro grants that you got hold of. And you've created this umbrella organisation called Growing Together Radcliffe.
That's correct, yeah.
From which, you know, I live not a million miles away from Radcliffe, and I hear and read some of the absolutely fantastic things, and I have been to Radcliffe Market on a Friday night, and it's a great night out. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Growing Together?
Right. Growing Together is Growing Together Radcliffe is basically an umbrella body for any community group, any small charity within Radcliffe that wants to join us, basically. And what we see it as is that we all know that these bigger pots of money are going to be available, and all the little dribbly pots that we used to get are going to disappear. So we want to band together to be able to get as much as we can of that funding, to be able to do as much as we can for Radcliffe and Radcliffe's people. So whether that's events, doing gardens, doing social stuff, it's out there. So, yeah.
So, Growing Together started, you got these micro grants from Ambition for Ageing and from
That's
other places.
Right, yeah.
And it was the critical friend group that you assisted with. You basically grew this out of a small but very hard-working group of people, didn't you? And
yes,
you now have 28 community groups and local charities working together.
That's right, yeah.
Now, I've tried to get 28 community groups and local charities, you know, onto this show. It's like trying to get cats in a line. So how do you do it?
I don't know how we do it. I think most of it, the bulk of it, came during the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, Sister Joan, who probably a lot of people out there in community knows from Caritas, who does Red Door, a lot of the volunteers had to shield. So Corrie Gardner's and Trinity Baptist Church stepped up to help out with the food bank. And then from there, we had the Radcliffe Litter Pickers, we had councillors, we had all sorts of groups, the Radcliffe Rotary, all helping us out, sort of collecting food, delivering food, running all over the place, telling us about vulnerable people. And from then, it's just grown and grown.
Do you think it's credible to say that if it wasn't for... There have been some benefits to COVID, as hard as it is to believe. Do you think if it wasn't for the last 2 years that you would be in the position that you are now?
No.
Why not?
Definitely not. I think the pandemic has shown what this country and what communities are all about. I think it's really, really grown from the bottom up. I think those bricks are in place for sort of saying to the council and to other statutory agencies, this is what the community wants and this is what we need. And I definitely think that people have come together and they've said, this is what we've decided that we want for our community and this is how we're going to build it.
But isn't it funny, though, that there are so many people need so many different things. Like, you know, there'll be some people who need 2 raised beds to start an allotment.
Yeah.
And there are some people who need a serious intervention into their life. You know, they need, you know, there have been people out there in real deprivation.
Yeah.
And Radcliffe, you know, for all the fact that you've got Stand Lane up the top of the hill and you've got Outwood and everything like that, there are some areas of Radcliffe which are in which people are having real hardships, aren't there?
Yeah. I always say we're the sort of the nucleus in the middle, because I live in quite the deprived area of Radcliffe. But I have to say that the community feeling within that deprived area is absolutely fantastic. And then you've got all your surrounding outskirt areas. But I think people have started to recognise how much people are struggling, whether it be with a mental health or whether it be with, like you say, monetary things. And I think there's been a lot of work going on with voluntary groups doing a lot more than what they should have done during the pandemic and carrying it on into, you know, now and further on. And we all know that these statutory agencies are going to depend more and more on community groups for stuff.
So, I mean, one of the things that has always happened to Radcliffe is it almost seems to be cursed by bad luck. It's, well, yeah. You know, some of it is natural and some of it has been inflicted upon Radcliffe. You know, the carnival restarts. You know, there's a group of people who restart the carnival and then you know, Radcliffe will flood. The fun run will start and then there's a global pandemic. You know, they'll close the school or something like that. I mean, why is it that it seems over the last... Well, probably since Christmas, that your forward motion hasn't been stopped. Have you had extra funding, or have the sort of powers that be finally sort of said, you know what, this is a town which has a fantastic community and needs looking after?
Yeah, during the pandemic, we were invited. Well, I was invited to be on one of the pandemic groups to speak about what we were finding during the pandemic and what sort of problems we were coming across. And from that, another group called Bury Community Support Network was grown out of that, which are a network of food banks within Bury that all work together and network together and offer signposting, assistance with furniture, assistance with clothes, etc., etc. And we became a partner organisation for the council. And the council started to listen to us during those community hub meetings we had during the pandemic, and started to listen to what was actually affecting people's lives. And that, I think, has brought forward a lot of the work that was like way down the line. So we knew that the Let's Do It strategy was in place, but it wasn't going to start because the pandemic hit as they were going to start the Let's Do It strategy. So we're a little bit behind, but we're a little bit in front, if you get what I mean. So, yeah, we're behind with the sort of council stuff, but the communities are well in front.
Well... Listen, I don't think I'll get put in the stocks for saying this, but I would always say the community stuff's more important than the council. Yep. The council stuff will happen. But getting that feeling in the community is fantastic. Right, listen, we're going to break for some music and we'll be right back after Bruno Mars. Welcome back. You're listening to Roach Valley Radio. This is the Community Corner Show. My name's Tim Moore and I'm joined by Tina Harrison. We've just been having a right old soapbox rant off air. One of the things that we were talking about, actually, I want to come to before you go. But one of the things I do want to talk about is this. Your Growing Together Radcliffe is expanding all the time. And at the moment, it is voluntary groups and it is, you know, cooperatives and things like that. But I know your next aim is to get people and groups and schools and businesses involved as well. How are you going to do?
Yeah, it is. We're going to be doing... believe it or not, in Radcliffe we're having an arts and culture week.
I was never sceptical.
So we have received a grant from the council and we are having a week long of events. We're having creative writing, we've got Art for Dementia exhibition, we've got asylum seeker and refugees talking about their life previous to coming to the UK and doing a little bit of cooking and letting us have a taster sessions. We've got school choirs. We've got an event on the Saturday the 11th at Radcliffe Market. We had one on the 2nd of October and it was absolutely heaving.
Now, is Radcliffe Market a bit of a focal point for this? Because Radcliffe Market's a real success, isn't it? With everything that you've got, street food nights, you've got the cinema on, you've got live bands.
Yeah.
It's an amazing little venue.
Yeah. Because it's fantastic. And the food, if you've not been down to Radcliffe Market to taste any of the food, you've got to get there.
The pizza. God, what a pizza shop that is.
Yeah. And the Jamaican food.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to get down there.
No, it is. It's a great Friday night. And that was met with a lot of scepticism, wasn't it?
It was. And you can go with your kids, you can go with your dog. It doesn't matter. You know, you just go, order your food, order your drinks. Got Brightside Brewery there from Radcliffe and Manchester Gins, so it's all sort of locally sourced booze if you're into that sort of thing.
what makes it even better for me is it's a couple of tram stops. It's brilliant.
Yeah. So there's lots of different people on a Friday night. Young people, old people, Yeah.
So one of your strap lines is it's about community helping its own community.
Yeah, it is.
And do you think that sort of, I don't know what you call it really, stubborn self-sufficiency is born out of the sort of, well, nobody else is going to help us, so we're going to have to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very much about if, don't sit on the fence. Don't sit there moaning about it. Do something about it. Be, if you want to be part of Ratcliffe, be part of Ratcliffe. And don't sit there moaning about everything that's going on around you. Get involved in what's going on and do something to make Ratcliffe better or any of your areas out there.
All right, go on then. Being as though we tangentially brought it up. So you have an event next week for Ratcliffe and Church, which is called Let's Do It Together. So in case you don't know, Let's Do It Together is the new Bury Council strategy, which is hoping to basically make better citizens out of all of us. We're all going to look after each other. Everyone's going to, you know, we're a great big melting pot and all that, and everyone's going to. There have been meetings that have already happened. There's been one in Bury East and there was one in Prestwich. I know anecdotally that turnout for both of those has been low, which I think speaks of a sort of apathy about it. But you're confident that the Ratcliffe one's going to be bursting at the seams, right?
I am, yeah. Yeah, because Ratcliffe people really, really want this regeneration and this strategy to work. And they're out there shouting it from the rooftops. People were doubting that we were even going to get any levelling up fund, which comes into this Let's Do It strategy. And the fact that we got the money from the government to level up to other towns within the Northwest is absolutely fantastic. Don't sit there moaning about the regeneration of Ratcliffe. Get out there, have a look at the regeneration office, look what's planned for Ratcliffe and have your say about what you want as the community part of that building. But get there. And it's all about that building, the building blocks of the community saying what we want to the council and the powers that be. They don't, if you don't say it, they're not going to know.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you absolutely speak truth to power without a shadow of a doubt. But the other part of that, like you just said, is instead of moaning about the litter, unfortunately, the days are gone where the council had litter pickers and there was, you're going to have to get out and do either. Don't, you know, tell people to stop dropping it, join Jill and the litter pickers and do something about it.
Yeah, the litter pickers are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, by the way, plug, she's coming in on the
27th. Yeah, she is, she's coming in on the 27th. We all work together and we have big clean-up days in Ratcliffe. St Mary's Church, if nobody knows St Mary's Church in Ratcliffe, it's a little parish church that was the original parish church of Ratcliffe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I
fantastic
didn't know that.
Heritage. We've even got heritage talks and walks that week in the arts and culture, Roman roads and burial grounds and all sorts of archaeological events on that week that you would not expect from Ratcliffe. And they have cleaned up St Mary's Churchyard for their ageing parishioners, and it's been absolutely fantastic. This last 18 months in the community has been mega.
Look at you.
Sorry,
you can't see it, but she sat there with this massive grin on her face. You see, the thing is, we met Tina the first time 3-4 years ago, like I said, where there was these two little groups and she was talking about, we're going to get funding for this, we're going to get funding for that, and then COVID happened, and to be brutally honest, you couldn't get rid of her on social media because she was all over the food banks and everything like that. But to see you kind of sitting here now and there's all of these things sort of bouncing off you and everything like that, I mean, for a start, I don't know how you keep it all in your head. But you must be filled with an enormous sense of well-being, really, that you haven't been sort of chasing up a rabbit hole and that what you thought was out there is actually there.
It is.
I mean, there must have been times where you sat there on a Friday night with a glass of wine and thought, why am I bothering?
I did, yeah, I did. I've got to admit that. But I think in COVID, when COVID hit, it was at that sort of low point where you were sort of thinking, am I banging my head against a brick wall? And then when COVID hit and all these people came together, it was just like this breath of fresh air. And then I said to my husband last week that when we hit the second lockdown...
The wonderful Colin.
Yeah. I really, really thought about where have we been putting ourselves, like, at risk going out and doing all this stuff during COVID. But if we hadn't have done it and we hadn't have moved so fast, where would all those people be that we safeguarded during those first few months?
Well, absolutely. And like you said, there have been councillors who have come to you and said, like, all right, hands up, I never knew that this was happening in Ratcliffe.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, lived in Ratcliffe all the life. And he even says it now, he never knew there was so much deprivation in Ratcliffe. And there is. You've just got to it's there. People think it's not there, and people say, oh, well, there's these people on benefits and this, but there's people not getting any money. You know, there's people that are got no recourse to public funds. You know, they come over here to seek asylum, and we've got to protect these people in whatever way we can and help them.
I mean, talking about independence, you've got three independent councillors, right? Is it?
Yeah.
It's not Radcliffe First, is it? Is it
Radcliffe First? It is Radcliffe First, yeah.
Which for not the biggest township in the world, is a big number, isn't it?
It is.
And that's your sort of belligerent independent spirit, right? Well, she lives on that road.
Yeah.
She's going to know what is best for, you know, for this area. So why don't we get her in and see what she does?
Yeah. Not that I never get political, so never get political.
Oh, you should hear her off air, seriously.
Cross party, but it has been a boost for Radcliffe. But having said that, Rhys and that was at the forefront of everything to do with Radcliffe moving forward, Rhys Cathcart, with the hub and all that community vision that he had moving forward. So we can't forget that founder member of who wanted all this for Radcliffe. And now it's coming to the fore. We need people out there now sort of looking at those plans and saying, is it going to work? It's going to be your community building. It's going to be building on the blocks that you want. It's not going to be what the council want. It's going to be what you want. If you don't go out there and say, well, I don't agree with that, then they're not going to take any notice of you.
Oh, you can hear the people of Radcliffe cheering in the streets. Right, we're going to break for some music, and then we're going to come back for our final section with Tina. We're going to talk about how you can get involved, where the meetings are. And I'm also going to, you know, talk to you about this bit about a barge that you've renovated or something like that. So we'll be back after...
Little Britain Handlers, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be back after Mystique.
Call Roche Valley Radio now, 0161 764 9200.
Welcome back. You're listening to Community Corner on Roche Valley Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I very much hope that you've enjoyed the last. I very much hope that you've enjoyed the last 45 minutes. I always love having Tina in. It's the best guest in the world. Just wind her up and set her off. So there's a couple more things that I want to talk to you about. The 11th of December. What's going on the 11th of December? You're having a community event at Radcliffe Market with lots of groups, small charities, people from all over the place.
Yeah, we are. We had a community event previously. And on that day, we're going to be having activities for kids. There's going to be stalls. People that have put in for a bunch of funding from the council called The Pitch. People will be able to go around, ask questions of all those groups and vote for them to get a pot of money to run the groups or run with a project. And the Radcliffe Brass Band will be there.
A proper day out. Trail of destruction behind them wherever they go.
It's going to be the end event of our sort of arts and culture week.
Okay, so that's the 11th of December between 10 and 2 p.m. I also wanted to talk to you about this piece of land that you've adopted on Church Street. This is you and a number of groups, isn't it? Who are sort of revitalising this piece of land.
Yeah, we've been working along with the council at disused parts of land that they can't get round to maintain, basically. We all know that people moan about the cutting of the grass, the litter picking and all this, that and the other, but the council haven't got the money. So let's pick up our spades, let's do something. So we asked if we could adopt that piece of land from the council, and it was a yes. So we got a pot of money and we've done something to it. We've got plans to do a bit more next summer. And it's just tidying up the areas around Radcliffe.
But there's a long history of things like this. It's called the broken window syndrome. I think there was a lot of it in New York, which is, one broken window leads to five broken windows,
precisely,
leads to a derelict house.
Yeah.
If you've got a patch of land like that, it's going to attract people who do things that you don't want them to.
Precisely, yeah, yeah. And we have a group called Outreach in Radcliffe that are sort of young adults with learning disabilities and whatever. They've got one of the raised beds there and they look after it. They litter pick. You'll see them around Radcliffe litter picking as a group. And we're trying to involve all those different groups around Radcliffe doing different things just to show that we're all in it together.
Staggering the amount of groups you've got, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. I really, really do. And one... I also love the fact you managed to get them all to work together. Still quite, I've just got a vision of you with a chair and a whip. You and another two or three groups have put this, refurbished this barge that was been part of Radcliffe for ages, but had been let again because the council have just not maintained it.
Yeah, it was Little Britain Anglers. That was Eric Owen's idea. Eric wanted to renovate the barge and ask for it back from the council. And along with the litter pickers and Radcliffe Rotary and a few other people and the Woodies and that, they renovated that garden. They've got benches there and everything now. And it's looked after by a group of people that just go out and potter and weed, tidy up. Festival Gardens, anybody knows where that is near the Met? That's looked after and tidied now around the East Lancs old gates, like the paper mill gates. They look after that garden with Radcliffe Rotary. The Radcliffe litter pickers have recycled bottles and put poppies up all over the areas around those, you know, the gates and Church Street West.
Oh, actually, yeah, we should say, thinking about poppies, yeah. What's happening tomorrow for Remembrance Day?
It's a remembrance parade tomorrow in Radcliffe, 10:45 at the Cenotaph. And then I believe there's tea and coffee on.
Is
in
there?
The Radcliffe Market Hall tomorrow. I'm for the veterans on the parade. So yes, so absolutely fantastic.
Just to finish off, what we should say is all of this work that you've been putting in has been officially recognised, hasn't it? You know, somebody sort of looked you up, and you know, this is a bit of a Radcliffe exclusive.
Yeah.
But go on, tell me what you told me before. Are you allowed to?
What?
You were talking before about it's been recognised that you're, a township forward?
Yeah, we are. We've been told that we are a very, very forward-thinking, community-minded township in the Bury, NBC area. And I definitely think we are. When I hear about the other areas and whatever, I really definitely think we've got it together. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think the work that you and the rest of the groups are doing is just absolutely brilliant. When you look at the sort of the adversity that's happened, you know, the school closed and then you know, this closed and then that closed and then, you know, the floods and the fire and everything that happened with everything with all of that a couple of, you know, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever I go in there now, there is just a sense of, you know, a great sense of a buzzing little town.
Yeah,
It hasn't felt like for like 20 years.
No. It's not. You know, people, you can go into the market on a Saturday morning for a coffee or do your bit of shopping. You know, you can buy two carrots rather than a full bag of carrots and whatever at the veg stall and all that. And it's just absolutely buzzing the market. You know, go and get your coffee, sit there and watch the world go by. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, listen, if people want to get involved, what do they do? Apart from stopping you in the street. How do they do it? What's the best thing to do?
Our email is growing.together.rad@gmail.com, and we're also on Facebook.
You are.
And
you've got
Twitter.
I don't know who does your Facebook. It's a really good. It's a very very informative Facebook. It really is.
Okay. Thanks.
And if you want to get hold of Tina, if you contact us at Roche Valley Radio, we will quite happily point you in her direction as well. I hope we see you again in the not too distant future.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tim.
We'll if you can come back in after Christmas and let us know how Christmas was.
We'll do.
And I'm sure that I will see you in a high vis jacket plodding the streets of
no
the
doubt.
Streets of Radcliffe.
No doubt. Yeah.
Thanks
no
for coming
doubt.
In.
Thank you.
Cheers.